Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28th through 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, opensseasonsportsmansexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, we focus on open water fishing with Debbie Pripke of Mercury Marine, guide Todd Forsier, and Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me back home in Wisconsin Rapids, home from the Ice Fishing World Championship, with some not-so-great news. And, Jeff, I guess the word is out. Been on Facebook, and people who followed it live know Team USA didn't do so well.
No, day one, we did okay. Day one, we were out on top by weight. We had the same amount of points as Latvia after day one, but we had them on weight. And day two, unfortunately, we could not continue that effort. We did not have a top five on day two, and that dropped us out of medal contention, actually dropped us out of even a top five. We ultimately ended up finishing sixth place in this event, which is incredibly disappointing. Certainly not the expectation that we had for ourselves. Certainly does not showcase the amount of effort and work and, talent that this team had. The competition is not easy. These are the best anglers in the world, for a reason. And they only had a few days to pick up on the nuances of fish here. And they had no trouble doing it. Each one of those teams that took home a medal and individuals that took home a medal absolutely earned it. Absolutely earned it.
Well, and you say the best in the world, and that is, of course, at this style of fishing, which is quite unique compared to virtually any other style of fishing, even ice fishing that most of us are familiar with.
It's unique to the United States. It's not unique to the rest of the world. The way we ice fish is actually very unique to the rest of the world. The types of equipment and things that the rest of the world uses is much different than what we typically see.
Yeah, of course, they don't have, in most cases, the wherewithal, the discretionary income that we have, so they probably don't use shelters and power augers and automatic tip-ups and all those other goodies and locators.
Yeah. You don't see it quite as often.
This is fishing at its most basic, I would guess, isn't it? Ice fishing at its most basic?
It's a core, the core pieces of fishing are really intact when it comes to this type of discipline. You've got to drill a hole by hand. That may, make you pause on, where you want to go fish because you may not want to drill as many holes as you would if you were, drilling with a battery powered auger or so. You are not using electronics, so you've got to kind of put some stuff together, whether it be mapping in your head or with the use of, in our case, spotters and things like that, you know, put stuff together while competition is going. They're kind of, you know, putting all the parts and pieces, looking at who is catching, who's not, what size they're catching, and then, you know, kind of directing traffic in a sense to the different places. And it, you know, when we went into this competition, Dan, we were going in with really solid information. We were able to put together a plan that, like I said, worked day one. In fact, we thought day one would be the day that we would not be sitting at the top, because the day one zones, the way they laid out, it really could have been anyone's game, because there were so many crappies at the time that we were practicing. We figured, well, you know, if we weren't the only ones that got on those fish, you know, one of these other teams could certainly do well. Well, ended up being that most of those crappies were gone. What we did do well was, which is trying to keep up with the rest of the world and catching small bluegills. And then day two, the larger fish that we had, practiced on in those exact same areas had pushed out to a basin, and that was adjacent to this flat, and we knew that fish would push off that flat and into that basin. They do every year. That's information we did have. By the time, because the zones get closed off to us for a period of time, in the meantime of us fishing them and then being closed off to competition, those fish had pushed off. When you're in the zone and you've got 3 hours to work with, by the time we realized, nope, these fish are no longer here and we've got to start going after the little potato chip bluegills that the rest of the teams had settled on, it was too much to make up. And so, tough to come back from that, but
yeah,
that was the plan.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Todd Forcier, who is on this week's show, told me off air that he came over and witnessed your fishing efforts on Saturday, and he used the term chess match. He said that some of these guys are moving into areas where the way they set up, you can't get close to them if you want to go in and try for their fish.
Yeah, I mean, having the flagged holes, so each competitor has two flags, and there's a distance rule within the zone, so you cannot get within 5 meters of another competitor's flagged hole. So, you know, if somebody's on fish, it does not, you can't come right in on top of them. You can't drill a hole right next to them. The closest you can drill a hole is essentially 16 and a half feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's very easy to be off the fish. And, there were a number of instances that, we found ourselves that if you could kind of create a gap between yourself and others, in a sense, you could get away from all of the commotion and hubbub, on the ice and actually keep fish below you versus if you only, you know, were drilling in amongst other people. Still being 16 and a half feet away, but if those fish have nowhere to go, let's say you're surrounded, they'll push out of the area completely. And that's what we were seeing on day two. And, just kind of couldn't find yourself in clean ice for long enough before everybody was around you. And the ones that were able to hold fish, the Lithuanian teams, they actually discovered, a way to ground bait for our fish that worked. It's the first time we've ever witnessed that, in all of the years any of us have actually, been, you know, growing in our ground baiting knowledge, something that they do overseas all the time. We have never seen our fish react the way that, the Lithuanian team figured out how to get them to react. They were chopping up, panfish worms and wax worms into about a maybe 3/16 of an inch segments, with a just a little hand kitchen chopper. I mean, nothing fancy, but they were able to do that and just a little pinch at a time. They would throw down the hole probably every 5 minutes or so. They'd throw just a little pinch, and it was enough to actually feed the area without overfeeding, and kept fish there. And they were able to actually bait those holes and go back to them, and fish were there actively waiting for something else to drop down the hole.
Yeah,
it's just something we had not ever seen before. Our fish typically don't act that way.
Huh. And that is legal? That's baiting or chumming, isn't it?
Chumming is the use of fish parts. So no, it is not chumming. It is ground baiting, which is a legal technique.
All right. Well, where's the next competition?
So, Sweden is, where the, 2026 World Ice Fishing Championship will be held. It'll be held, alongside the Baltic Sea. For perch, roach, and a new fish, to most of us called an ide, IDE. It's, very similar to a whitefish, has a slightly different mouth, and it's a little, like, stockier, a little, like, rounder, but it looks very much like a whitefish. It'll be late March of 2026 that happens, tryouts for the team. For Team USA will happen February 28th through March 2nd. And I will be participating in those tryouts. So
All right.
I'm going to try to do this all over again.
Yeah. That's next year or 28th of this year?
Yeah, that's 28th of this year. Yeah, it's coming up next weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to be off again. Okay. Well, good luck with that. You know, it's always a learning curve at a tournament, no matter how much you know and how hard you try at it. You can learn something from somebody else. Well, in September, as folks know, I'll be hosting another trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort in Canada on Lake of the Woods. The dates are the 12th through the 16th, and we can take up to 20 people in all. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com, pull down the trips tab and look for my name, and all the information you need will be right there. blackisland.com. We've got two giveaways this week. Two pairs of tickets to the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, which is actually already going on this weekend in Madison, and two pairs of tickets to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show coming up March 7th through 9th at State Fair Park. To enter either drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Fishing Expo or Sports Show giveaway. Coming up, Debbie Pripke of Mercury Marine reveals the new products Mercury will introduce at the sports show. Fishing guide Todd Forcier previews his seminar at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. And Captain Dumper Dan Welsh looks forward to the 2025 charter trolling season on Lake Michigan. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Let's fish! Explore over 350 booths, over 20 seminars, and a dozen boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo February 21st through the 23rd at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, bow fishing, kids bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Acme, and Mag's Rods.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Sports Show, sponsored by Mercury Marine, is returning to the Wisconsin Expo Center at State Fair Park, March 7th through the 9th. You can get more information and advance tickets at jssportsshow.com. Joining me now to talk about what Mercury is bringing to this year's sports show is a regular guest on our show, Debbie Pripke. Debbie, you are the Mercury Business District Manager for Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and the UP. My goodness, how do you handle all that?
Just stay busy, keep busy. Yeah. I love it.
Well, I love talking with you because you know what's going on at Mercury and at the sports show. So welcome to the show once again, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to be there with you.
And, you know, Mercury's been at the sports show for as long as I can remember. Why is the sports show important to Mercury Marine?
Well, as we all know, Mercury Marine's main headquarters is in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And being part of Wisconsin is our, you know, our history, our home base. And we have so many people that work so hard in Fond du Lac to create good product and create memories for everybody out there. And Mercury likes to thank the Journal Sentinel for putting on the sports show and being there for as many of the people as we can to be able to come and see our products that we're displaying.
Yep. And speaking of products, what's new this year? What are you going to have at the show?
Well, we are going to be showing off all different stuff. The Avators, which are our electric motors, anywhere from a 7.5E up to the 100E electric motors with the batteries and stuff like that. We also are showing off anywhere from a 2.5 engine up to our 300 race motor. We're going to have a 300 race motor and our new 150R. 150R is going to be in this show. Back again, because of popular demand, we are definitely going to be bringing a 600 V12 in so everybody can see it. There are so many people that come through that show that like to experience the difference in the motors we have. So that is, you know, that's fun to be able to give them product they can look at. Go through some of our accessory display, talking about props and oil, fuel additives, stuff like that, that Mercury is such a main part of. Mercury Marine is a marine home for everything. You know, we don't go out there and make generators or snowmobiles or anything like that. We focus and base ourselves on the marine business.
Yep, and I've been running Mercs for, gosh, many, many years, as you know. And I'm intrigued by the electric motors. How are they catching on?
They're going good. You know, you've got to remember it's the educating of the public and finding the right application. Mercury is always out there to make sure that we give the right application to the consumer when they're boating. And there's a lot of lakes out there that don't like gas on anymore or no wakes or stuff like that. And people love the fact that they can get the little electric motor now, put it on the back of a 18-foot pontoon, or they're putting it on John boats, they're putting it on skiffs, kayaks, stuff like that. These motors are definitely starting out with the smaller power and torque and everything, but as the demand grows and as people ask more, we'll do more. We always listen to the voice of the customer. Dan. It's always, what are the people asking us for out there? And that's when we start researching development and giving people what they want to be happy on the water.
Have you got an electric motor for a fishing boat, for a 16 or 18 foot fishing boat?
Sure. I mean, it just depends what they want to do. Our 110 is going to perform or give you torque close to a 20 horsepower motor. But, you know, you've got to put the batteries in the boat, the command centers and stuff like that. And that's where it's all a learning process, educating everybody of what we've got, what it can do, how it can perform, how they need to maintain or take care of it, stuff like that.
All right. Well, tell me about that new race motor, the 150.
Well, we've created the new 150R. It's a V6 motor. It's coming out of our race department. Terrific motor, nice gear case with better torque. It's going to be going on a lot of the fishing boats. I'm not saying the pontoons are not grabbing aboard too, because they do like the torque. Being able to turn a little bit bigger prop, give more hole shot. You know, it's got a nice displacement, giving you 150 horsepower of it with really good torque and good hole shot.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing that, and also just visiting, because, as you know, you and I joke about this every year, you've got the softest carpet in the sports show.
I work on that.
I hope you'll have that again. You're a great oasis for tired feet, that's for sure.
Well, no problem. We'll be there the full time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, as well as a source of great information. So, Debbie, thanks so much for taking time to visit with us today. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
You bet. I will be there, and I look forward to seeing you too, Dan.
All right. Debbie Pripke, she is Merck Marine's Business District Manager for Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and the UP of Michigan. You'll see her and all the products that we talked about here at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, March 7 through 9 at State Fair Park. You can get advanced tickets and more information at jssportsshow.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is coming up March 28th through the 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. For details and for advanced tickets, visit OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. And joining us now is Todd Forsier. He's owner of Forsier's Fishing Guide Service, which offers full-service guided walleye and muskie fishing trips in central Wisconsin. He has more than 30 years of experience. In fact, this will be his 32nd year as a fishing guide. Since he retired from his job as a firefighter, now he's been guiding full-time for 4 years, and he can accommodate anglers of all skill levels. He takes pride in helping all anglers enjoy the experience, and he likes to take families fishing. His website is forsierfishing.com, and you spell his name F-O-R-C-I-E-R, forsierfishing.com. Well, Todd, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, thanks, Dan. It's an honor to sit down and talk with you today.
Well, it's great to talk with you. You are the only fishing speaker at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, so you got a heavy burden, I guess one could say.
Yeah, that wasn't planned. It was just a great opportunity to showcase what I do, the guiding, the business side of it. This will be my third or fourth year down there. And each year just seems to be getting more questions, more people stopping in, talking, fishing. I'm looking forward to the coming dates here.
Now, you have a booth there as well, right?
I do. I have a booth, and I share it with a good friend of mine. So it's kind of a half a booth, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it just makes it easy for both of us to showcase different businesses and that, but it still works good for us.
Okay, great. Well, what are you going to be talking about? I presume river fishing, right?
Correct. The topic is going to be rivers and current. with the mighty Wisconsin River here. Goes right through Wisconsin Rapids. Actually, it starts up at Lake Butte and goes 500 river miles, and then it dumps into the mighty Mississippi down just south of Prairie du Chien. So here in central Wisconsin, we have a lot of river sections controlled by an upper dam and lower dam, and I refer to them as pools. And then we also have the Peatonaw flowage, which is the second largest body of water here in the state of Wisconsin. And just below that is the Castle Rock flowage, which is the fourth largest body of water in the state. So we have a lot of river flowage type areas in each section. You got the river, you got the big water, and you got backwater. So there's a lot of different areas to find fish in and work it, and different techniques, different species, stuff like that.
A lot of variety in the water and the habitat and the types of fish you can catch there. I have fished the Wisconsin River in your area and down near Pine Island and other places as well, way up in the Eagle River area. Boy, it changes, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. It changes from the width of the river, the depth, the makeup of the river, meaning up north you got a lot of, may have weeds in that. Down here in central Wisconsin, we got rock, sand, muck. And then, like you said, the species, I mean, you may be targeting walleyes a day and you catch, get into some nice smallmouth or white bass. You know, you can get a variety of fish, and it's exciting either way.
What are you going to be focusing on then in your seminar?
Well, the seminar, once again, Rivers and Current, and I'm going to take you on a journey. We're going to start up at the paper mill discharge. So where the water is being pushed out from the river above. A lot of these paper mills have a variety of different discharges. Above the dam, water is taken in and it cools the paper machines and then it gets discharged. So it creates a current, warm water, especially in the spring, fall times, that warm water can be a key factor. And then you have the water being pushed out from the turbines as they turn the generators inside, and that creates the current. You got current seams, you got eddies. We'll be starting up there. Slide presentation will show you different varieties, how I attack these areas. And then the journey is going to be, as we work from the discharges, we'll be working down river. As you go down, the current lessens. Maybe the river flows out, you know, widens. You may have islands. You may have rock piles, branches. Maybe you have a feeder creek. So I'll be talking about all those topics. I like to focus on, if I'm chasing muskies, walleyes, stuff like that, different depths. So you have a big rock flat, and then boom, it drops down to 10, 12 feet of water. Talk about areas like that. Islands, upper point, lower point, the makeup around the island. And then as we get further down, the current lessens, and then it's almost like a lake scenery. Where it's hard to notice the current and then what you do up there. So Rivers and Current, once again, is a topic, and taking you on that journey from the discharge all the way down to the top side of the next dam, and to talk about, educate, show, and share techniques on how to fish these in various areas throughout that journey.
Is this something that the average angler can attempt on his own?
Oh, absolutely. Let's take Peatonaw flowage, where the discharge is at the Nakusa paper mill. Okay, so that's the start of Peatonaw flowage. Mm-hmm. So you got the current that pushes out and down. Yeah, you got areas up there where the standard angler can start fishing current. But the key thing is know where to go, where not to go, or where to go slow, meaning hazards.
Yeah.
And sometimes we as anglers kind of find out the hard way, and I think you and I have done that a few times. But as a guide, I can show you where to go, where not to go, or where to go slow. But yes, the average angler can go out and find this. And you'd be also surprised where even I learn by watching other boaters. Oh, I didn't realize he could catch fish up there. And then they leave and I go up there and I investigate it. Oh, that's why, you know. So sometimes we learn by other boaters. I teach my clients boat control, you know, how to position a boat in current and how to fish the current. versus once we get out into the actual flowage itself, boat control may be due to the wind, but this is how you can position boats up on structure, current, whatever it may be. But yes, to answer your question, the average angler can go out, but have knowledge of the body of water that you're on, whether it's a river, flowage, lake. It's always good to do the research.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, speaking of research, and you mentioned hazards, I understand you've got a new boat and some new plans for this open season coming up.
Oh, I do. I added to my fleet. In past years, we've always fished out of my Ranger boat. Big, safe, very stable boat. And now we're going to purchase a John boat. And the goal with that is to get into some of these smaller pools, smaller stretches of the Wisconsin River. And with that, I can take a couple guys out, minimum gear, just due to the size of the boat, and we can go on an adventure, be targeting small sections, not very pressured by other fishermen just because it's a known hazardous stretch. And over the years, I've learned how to navigate these. And we can go and target the muskies, possibly some walleyes, and there are a couple different forest stretches come to mind. And it's not a place where I would take my Ranger. A lot of people look out and all they see is water, but what they don't see is the hazards underneath the water.
Yeah. All right. Well, Todd, we got to let you go, so I hope you have a great turnout for your seminar. I suspect you will, being the fishing speaker this year. Hope you have a great season coming up, and I look forward to seeing you at the World Muskie Hunt again in August.
Sounds good. I appreciate the time you guys have given me. Anybody's got any questions, we can further discuss this here at the booth, and then I got seminars all 3 days.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Dan.
Folks, Todd Forcier will be speaking at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo all 3 days, March 28th through the 30th. It will be held at the Kalahari Resort in the Dells, and their website is openseasonsportsmansexpo.com, and Todd's website is Forcier Fishing, F-O-R-C-I-E-R, ForcierFishing.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Get ready for the 84th Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, March 7th through 9th at State Fair Park. Discover the latest gear from top hunting, fishing, and outdoor exhibitors. Learn from experts like Mark Zona, Pete Mayna, Tim Andrus, and Christine Fisher. Experience classic show features like the Lumberjack Show, Archery Tournament, Fastest Retriever Contest, and much more. Don't miss the 84th Sports Show, March 7th through 9th at State Fair Park. See complete details and save with advanced tickets and special offers at jssportshow.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tacticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, we're in the middle of another cold spell, but open water season is not that far away, so we thought we'd take another look at Lake Michigan fishing opportunities for the coming season, especially in the Sheboygan area. And joining us is our regular guest, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. He's proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. And we will have updates on, he will have updates, I should say, on his Facebook page, including a video and audio report of every fishing conversation that we have this year on Outdoors Radio. And on Facebook, you'll find him at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. Well, Dan Welsh, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, you bet. It's great to be back, Dan. Like you mentioned, middle of winter, but it is time to start talking, like you said, about Lake Michigan fishing because reservations are coming in. It's sport show season. A lot of people are out and about visiting with exhibitors at the sport travel vacation shows, including myself, too. So just want to, you know, get the ball rolling here, let you know what we're thinking the spring's going to be like and summer. Obviously, ice fishing has been awesome this year all across Wisconsin with the cold winter we had and kind of the lack of snow making good ice.
Yep, and what does a charter captain do in the middle of winter? You're out on Lake Winnebago. I hope you're not outside sitting on a bucket today.
I am not, and I have a rigged up Suburban vehicle that I fish in, a tube truck they call it. A lot of people are familiar with them on Lake Winnebago, and I have two holes in the back seat. It's 75 degrees and no wind inside the Suburban. It's gorgeous with the heater on, some food cooking, catching walleyes, white bass, and perch. It's been a blast.
Wow. And you were participating in Battle on Bago last weekend, I understand.
Yeah, I pre-fished it during the week and then hooked up with a lot of friends of mine and, you know, shared info. And we did well. Bleeker and I fished it. We do every year in the tuber, and as long as there's ice, obviously. And last year they had to cancel it because there was no ice and it was a mild winter. But we did well. We registered. We bought six tickets, registered six fish, won two prizes out of the six fish. It was a good time and caught other fish as well that we kept for eating and flaying and deep frying. But the event was awesome. It was fun. It was Menominee Park, Oshkosh, and it was just a good time. A lot of people. I don't know what the total count was, but I would guess 10,000 people. And the lake was busy. It was safe. A lot of clubs did a great job with bridges and plowed roads. We do have snow out here now. We didn't have snow a couple weeks ago. It was like a huge ice skating rink out here. Ice-wise, Dan, 18 to 20 inches of ice, so plenty of really solid, good ice, and just a good time for middle of winter fishing.
That's for sure. Now, when you're tube fishing, do you see a sturgeon come through once in a while?
You mentioned that, because I think I put the video on my Facebook page. I had a sturgeon on a couple weeks ago, and I fought him for 20 minutes. My buddy drilled a hole next to my truck. We're trying to get him on camera. I've caught him before, and you release him, obviously, but this one was bigger than most, and I fought him forever, and he spit the hook on me, so I got my lure back, but what a fight. I mean, just had the 10-pound test, and it was fun. But, yeah, you do see him once in a while on the electronics, or you hook him once in a while, they'll bite. But we're after white bass, walleye, perch. Catching sheephead this year, Dan. I caught one the other day that was like 5 pounds. I had to kind of gaff him to get him in because he was too heavy to lift. But sheephead, I never caught them back in the day, and a lot of people are catching them. Obviously, we're not after sheephead, but they're fun to fight. What the heck, you know? So yeah. They bend the pole over good.
Yeah, I have not caught them through the ice, but I have caught nice white bass in the years when I used to ice fish out there. Well, you have been a busy guy. You've been on Midwest Outdoors at least once, and I think there's more coming, right?
Yeah, we were just on this past week, and if people do miss it, I do go back to my Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters Facebook page and post it so you can watch the whole show on there. Whenever you'd like, usually about a week after it's been on the air. That was our King Salmon show. Now, our next one, I can't wait, Dan, to see this one. Greg Jones, Dennis LaPelle, they said this is the best fishing trip they ever had. They came out May 9th last year. We fished in front of the gap, the harbor, on Dumper Dan 5 with George and the crew, and hammered them. We caught our 30 cohos, and then we put Dennis on the pole, the cameraman, to catch his 5.
Wow.
So we had 35 cohos, and we figured we lost double that. They figured we had 90 fish on in 5 hours. I can't wait to see it. It was so action-packed, and they're 5 to 8 pound fish and just awesome fillets to eat, and it was good. So I don't have an exact date, but follow us on Facebook on that. We'll be airing that, I believe, in early April, late March, and then we'll have another show on late May, early June of another King Salmon show we did. Check us out, Bally Sports. We're on Friday afternoons and then Saturday mornings.
Bally is now FanDuel Sports. I've had to explain that to a few people who watch my deer show. Yep, FanDuel Sports. Same network, just a new name.
That used to be FSN Sports, Fox Sports North.
It was Fox and then Bally and now FanDuel. But anyway, it's still there. You are going to be changing up a few things in this year's reports, aren't you?
We are. First and foremost, I picked up some very interesting new sponsors that are really going to make good for our show. It's going to be really cool to have some new sponsors. But also, I'm going to give more info on fishing and techniques and tips. I'm going to do that. So anglers that troll and fish Lake Michigan on their own boats, I can give more information to. So follow us on that too. More tips, techniques, some new sponsors. It'll be a blast. As you know, Dan, we have a huge following all the time. And we'll be on all summer long with you. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too. What else you been doing this winter? You've been snowmobiling, I know, up north and at some sports shows, have you?
Yeah, sports shows. I did the St. Paul Sports Show. Was back in Canterbury. Barry Sinenko Productions did that at Shakopee. Great show. I'll be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota the second week of March. One of my favorite shows, again, at Sinenko Productions. So a couple of shows. I'm back doing that again. And then obviously some radio with you during now this time of year in spring, summer, fall. A lot of good deer hunting last fall. And then ice fishing. And then we did get up to the UP. The family went up a bunch and friends. The UP was gorgeous. We had Houghton, Copper Harbor, just had a blast, Lake Ogebic. Since they had all the snow, when we were there last, they had almost 200 inches already for the year. But now Wisconsin just opened up. Sheboygan opened up, Manitowoc County, Calumet. So now we got snow in Wisconsin finally, too. So we love snowmobiling, ice fishing, and pretty soon the charter boats go in the water, and we do that all summer. So it's been a great year.
When do you think you'll have the boats in the water?
I got the guys working at the shop on and off now. We got buffing done. We're painting bottoms next. We stripped all the reels, the line, putting new fresh line on. Working on that now currently. Reservations are coming in very steady right now almost every day because it's that time of year for that. But we're looking to go in the first week of April. Early April will be brown trout, lake trout usually, but then we'll get into the coho in May. And then June is everything, all trout and salmon. And I shouldn't say that. May, you catch some nice kings too and some lakers. Get out here. I mean, April's awesome to get out early, and May, hopefully the cohos will be really pounding again, and June, July, and August is always prime time for summertime for Lake Michigan trout and salmon out of the port of Sheboygan.
And you're booking now, obviously, and people can call you really 24/7, I guess. I don't know if you wake up at 3 in the morning if there's a call, but you're up at that hour anyway to go fishing.
I am. I'll tell you what, I booked a lot of trips sitting in this tube truck. I have my notepad here and 3 different pens, and I'm on the clock 24/7, so you can call me anytime, 920-377-1147. I'm always taking reservations for fishing and lodging, condos, hotel lodging we do, and then obviously our charter boats. We run 5, 6, and 8 hour trips daily. We do 2 and 3 day packages for those that got to travel a distance. So we do it all, but 920-377-1147, dumperdan.com. And also check out our Facebook page all the time as we post fishing reports all summer.
All right. Well, Dan, we will catch up with you in April, as you said. And meanwhile, make sure you pull the tubes out of the hole before you take off or you'll be plowing snow with that Suburban.
That's what Bleeker always says. He says the only disadvantage to this truck is you got to reel up your line to move.
Life is hard. Life is hard. Well, good fishing. Good talking with you. We'll catch up again soon.
You got it, buddy. Thanks a lot. We'll talk in April when the boats go in the water.
Sounds good. Folks, that was Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan preview from Lake Winnebago today. And he runs Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store. He's located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. And his Facebook page is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Burl perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Let's fish. Explore over 350 booths, over 20 seminars, and a dozen boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo February 21st through the 23rd at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, bow fishing, kids bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Acme, and Mag's Rods.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Get ready for the 84th Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, March 7th through 9th at State Fair Park. Discover the latest gear from top hunting, fishing, and outdoor exhibitors. Learn from experts like Mark Zona, Pete Mayna, Tim Andrus, and Christine Fisher. Experience classic show features like the Lumberjack Show, Archery Tournament, Fastest Retriever Contest, and much more. Don't miss the 84th Sports Show, March 7th through 9th at State Fair Park. See complete details and save with advanced tickets and special offers at jssportsshow.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Their huge heated showrooms are stocked with boats, pontoons ready to sell, including some leftover 2024 models. Plus, the Crestliner rebates are still going on. Check them out. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28th through the 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, openseasonsportsmansexpo.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org, and you can watch my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special from last year and from several years prior to that on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this program can be found online in a couple of different places as well. Go to lake-link.com. While you're there checking out ice reports, you can download it and take it with you wherever you go by going to their outdoor radio page. You can also find us on outdoornews.com/podcasts. And we're on social media at Dan Small Outdoors and at Hardwater Jeff.
In September, I'll be hosting a trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort, and that's on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. We're going up there the 12th through the 16th. We can handle 20 people in all. So if you think you might want to join me, don't delay. Visit blackisland.com, find the trips tab, and look for my name, and you can get all the information you need right there. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress spring hearings are coming up in April, and citizens are invited to submit proposed resolutions online, but that ends this coming Monday, February 24th. For details, visit the DNR website, keywords, spring hearings. And the DNR is looking for experienced hunters who want to become hunter ed instructors or who want to help mentor new turkey hunters. For details and how to apply, visit the DNR website again. Keywords this time, hunter education. Two giveaways this week, two pairs of tickets to the Wisconsin Fishing Expo going on this weekend, and two pairs of tickets to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show coming up in 2 weeks at State Fair Park. To enter, either drawing 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance will be next Friday, February 28th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. where Warren and friends will perform songs from their Live at Patsy's Bar CD. It's a great show, and if you can make it there, get there early for the show. It starts at 4, stay for the fish fry, and then you can go to Patsy's down the street for a nightcap afterwards. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, next weekend, let's hope you get back on the team again, and we'll hear about that when you're back.
Sounds good, Dan. Thank you.
Get outside this weekend, folks, and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be true.